For WNCW, I'm Joe Kendrick. Today, talking with David Dye from Philadelphia about the Sense of Place series that the World Cafe has been putting on. They're visiting North Carolina, and next week on WNCW, you'll get to hear David Dye and his visit to Asheville and Spindale. Welcome, David.
Great to be here, and it was great to be there when we had a chance to do our sessions when we were there in February.
We were having so much fun with your visit to Western North Carolina, and you also went on to the Triangle. But first, could you tell us a little bit about the concept of Sense of Place and how it came about?
Yeah, we kind of had this idea that musicians maybe know more about music in their towns than anybody else. It's kind of a basic idea. And so we decided, well, tell you what, why don't we go to various cities and places around the globe and talk to musicians about what's going on in their cities, get some ideas about some great new musicians, and find out what's kind of great, even what's a great place to eat or what's a great record store and all that. So we started off, actually, our first one a few years ago was Dublin, which was, we were really lucky to be able to get to go there. And we had a great time. Glenn Hansard led us around the town, and we recorded some wonderful bands. Actually, we went other places in Ireland. We've done a bunch in the U.S. We've done big music cities like New Orleans or Memphis. But I'll tell you, I would kind of compare our visit to Asheville a little bit with one we recently did with Minneapolis-St. Paul, because it is a smaller music scene that has really given the world a whole lot of great music. And in your case, particularly in, you know, sort of the Americana genre, definitely. And we've definitely found that when we went there.
What did you like the most about your trip to Western North Carolina? Are there any favorite memories?
Well, I would just say a big high point was the city of Asheville itself, the way it looked, the way the people related to the city, everything the people did, from the beer to the different clubs to even bookstores, everybody did with a real reverence for what they're doing. And I just think there's great, great spirit in that city. And, you know, we're not the first people to notice, but it certainly came through.
I imagine that you learn a lot from spending more time wherever you go. What were some of the things that you dug up about maybe Western North Carolina or some other places that weren't really apparent at first?
Well, it's interesting because one of the things we kind of thought we knew about was the fact that there was a big arts and crafts scene in throughout Western North Carolina, but we didn't know that much about what was going on in Asheville with things like the River Arts District. And so we got ourselves a tour from Josh Coppas from Clay Space, and he took us up and down the street, and we went into a number of places, including glass blowing and everything. And we're going to put a video of our experience doing that up, and that will be up during the week that we run the show next week, so you'll have a chance to see that. But that was a real high point for us.
So, David, can you give us a little preview of what your shows are going to be like next week? I know we're going to have a lot of focus on Asheville, but you also went to Charlotte. You went to the Triangle. I think all next week you're staying in Western North Carolina. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's all going to be Western North Carolina starting on the 28th through April 1st. And then later on in the month of April, we're going to be going to Durham, Chapel Hill, and recording a lot of bands, hearing a lot of bands we recorded there. So that is a whole separate thing. We'll maybe get a chance to talk about that when we get there. But it's going to be all about Asheville this week, and it starts off – well, actually, Joe, you're a big part of the show every day because we asked you to give us five up-and-coming bands, and I know you took it very seriously. And every day we're going to get a chance to talk with you and play a different band. And those recordings are all going to be available for download. Same place, worldcafe.npr.org. But we start the week off with River Wireless on Monday. And we also get an overview of Asheville from Allie Marshall from the Mountain Express. On Tuesday, it's a recording we did at Echo Mountain with Steep Canyon Rangers. And also we did one with Tyler Ramsey. And that's on Tuesday. On Wednesday, it's what we call a vintage cafe because we go back to 2009 for a session we did with the Avid Brothers. And their course latest album was also recorded at Echo Mountain. So that's another look at what's going on there. And then on Thursday, the night we remember, and I hope a lot of folks in the area do, we had a chance to go to the Grey Eagle and do a doubleheader with the Honeycutters and with the John Stickley Trio, and we're going to play both of those back on Thursday, one in each hour. And we finish up the week with a performance from Rising Appalachia, and we'll also get the Get Right Band on as well. So that's how the week is going to lay itself out. And there's no day I would want to miss on any of these. They're all really great.
We had a lot of fun with you, David, and it looks like you and everybody from XPN that was on board had some fun too. How much extra work do you have to do to be away for a week at a time?
Well, you know, you got to get that week's work done in advance. And of course, when we do these shows, we try to do more than just one interview a day. And we have some side interviews, as we mentioned, Ali Marshall, and we talked with the folks at the Bob Moog Foundation and more. So there are all kinds of extra things. We try to do an extra special job on the website. Lots of great photos we took. More videos, and I suggest people become immersed. I mean, you all know all this stuff, but around the country, people are really going to find out more about Asheville.
We'll be spotlighting Asheville on the World Cafe next week, thanks to David Dye and XPN. David, it's so great to have you on.
Great to be here, and we're not fundraising. We can do that later.
Yes, actually, we can do that in less than 2 weeks. And speaking of fundraisers, I remember that we talked with you at one of our recent fundraisers not all that long ago, and we were halfway joking with you, and we said, hey, World Cafe should have a sense of place here, like Asheville. We never thought it would come true.
You planted the seed, and I said, that's a place I want to go.
For WNCW, I'm Joe Kendrick, talking with David Dye from Philadelphia as the World Cafe gets set to spotlight Western North Carolina in their Sense of Place series. And you can hear that on WNCW 6 to 8 p.m. all next week. And you can also catch their extra content, the videos that they made, as well as downloads from some up-and-coming bands from our region that we did in our session in Studio B here at WNCW. And that's also on the World Cafe website, worldcafe.npr.org.